וידבר השם למשה לאמור, נקיים נגמס בני ישראל מעשה המדיונים. Take the nekama of Bnei Yisrael from the Midianim. Achat Yosef Yalamecha. What's the pshat nekama? Nekama is be'etzim mido keneged mido. Nekama loisikoim, what's the issue of loisikoim? Reuven asks Shimon to borrow a hammer, and Shimon tells him no, even though he's got one. And then when Shimon comes to ask Reuven for a saw, or some other tool, then Reuven says to him, no, even though Reuven has that tool. No, I'm not willing to lend you. You didn't lend me, I won't lend you. It's midah keneged midah. That's an akama. Do exactly what Shimon, the avel of Shimon, so Reuven is going to do that back to Shimon. We want to justify such behavior. We'll say it's consequential punishment. It's so that Shimon should feel how it is when you want something and you don't, and the guy won't lend it to you. Whatever the hatzdokas of Reuven is. But the Torah says it's awesome. Now it's interesting the Torah says it's awesome because the Rabbeinu Shalom is called Kem Nekomis Hashem. And the Gemara says at the beginning of Chelek, Kol Drochav Shalak Kodesh Baruch Hu Mido Kenegin Midohim. So why, Taka, is it awesome? Why can't Reuven say, Mahu Afato, Mahu Kel Nekomis Afato, Tien Noi Kem? So, Svarim is Mavura. The two levels of the Taina, but the first level of the Taina is that a mensch can't do it for pure reasons. A mensch always has to do it, always is going to do it, his midas are going to do it, so he wants to get one up on Shimon. Not so that Shimon should be choizeh b'tshuva, that Shimon should learn for pure reasons. Mashen came. Kodesh Baruch Hu's Kel Nekomis, Nefeshach Haim says that the Kel Nekomis is, so we should know what Avera we did. Mido can I get Mido? We can do Tshuva. Over here, there's a Gzeres HaKos, Nekoim Nikmas B'nei Yisroel Meisa Midyonim. So in what way is this going to be midah keneged midah? What is the nekudah here that it's called nekama? Attack them, destroy them. The dafka the nekudah is nekama. Nekuim niknas b'nei Yisrael meisa midyonim. So it can't be like the Nefesh HaChaim says they should do tshuva, because the ma'isa was to kill all of them. And the begin when the army went out and killed all the men and brought back the women and the little kids. Moshe Rabbeinu got upset with them. Told him, you haven't fulfilled the mitzvah. The mitzvah is you kill all the zcharim, even the little zcharim, and all the noshim who were roi labia. So it can't be that they're going to do tshuva. So the Ran says another reason why the Rebbeinu Shem is Kel Nekomis. He says the Yisod, the Rebbeinu Shem is Misnaig Mido Keneged Mido, to show that there's Hashkocha in the world. We daven every morning, Kel Nekomis Hashem, Kel Nekomis Hoifia. We want Hashem Yisparach to appear and to show himself as the Kel Nekomis. He knows a shofet to Oretz, Hoshev Gwal Al Gvim. And we should see, you should elevate yourself, the shofet Kol Oretz. We want to see that there's a shofet Kol Oretz. The world looks like it's Hefka. We don't see the Ashkochus Hashem in the world. He knows say shayfe torres. Mido kneged mido, hanhogem mido kneged mido, is megale ashkoches Hashem in the world. So what's this nogea to the nekome of Bnei Yisrael? Nekoim nikmas Bnei Yisrael. It's interesting. Moshe Rabbeinu says, Vaydabe Moshe la'om leimor, hechol tzumeitchem anoshim latzova, the you al Midian lo says nikmas Hashem be Midian. Moshe Rabbeinu said, didn't say nikmas Yisrael, said nikmas Hashem. And Rashi says, no, ha'oim made keneged Yisrael, kilo oim made keneged HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Rashi's saying, nikmas Hashem is nikmas Yisrael, and nikmas Yisrael is nikmas Hashem. But lechoyra, in this Rashi is munach, a yosoid otzum, the very tifa Rashi. Take it b'shitchi, is the same thing. Why is it the same thing? Let's be misboining a bit more. What does it mean? Shaha oimid keneged Yisrael, kilo oimid keneged HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And we have to ask another question. All right, HaKadosh Baruch Hu said, Nekom Nikmas Yisrael. So even though we have our Rashi, but why did Moshe Rabbeinu change it? Why didn't Moshe Rabbeinu say to Klal Yisrael, Nekom es Nikmaschem? Meis HaMidyonim. Why did he change it to say, Nekom Nikmas Hashem? I read the Kodesh Baruch said, Nekom Nikmas Yisrael. The Maizah, what was the whole Indian of the Midyanim? They go back a little bit in the story. Tvarim Yaduim, just so we can understand how it's Nogea to our Indian here. Balak asked Bilam, Lecha Orali, Esa'om. That's the first thing that he asked him, the first time, the Bakosha. Hine am yotza mi Mitzrayim, hine kiso es ha'oretz, yoshe mi muli, v'ato lecha no orali esa'om hazeh. What's orali? Ora means the curse, but what's the actual, the word oro mean? Why is it a curse? Orur. What's the shoresh oro? Oire. We find in the Mishnayos, in Tzroim, when a person in Shemitah we have these, in the Shviz we have these dinim kamale oira v'saloi, and the distance around a tree is like the one who's plucking the fruit off, and his sal. The person who plucks the fruit is called an oire. Oro means to pluck away. And how does it become a curse? If one plucks away someone from Ashkochas Hashem, from being kosher to Hashem, Vashteitzach, then doesn't have the Ashkochas Hashem. That's the Yisoid of Ora. And that's Be'etzim what Balak wanted Bilam to do. Afterwards, he asked him even stronger, Kova is a stronger form of curse with the shame Hashem. And what happened? First of all, HaKadosh Baruch Hu told Bilam, Loisa elechim, Loisa or esa on ki baruch. You're not going to be oire. Ki baruch, the arm is baruch. And therefore, you're not going to be matzliach. It's already baruch. No, Bilam tried and in a hair all the whole ways that he thought he would be able to do it. For the mechavin, the second when midas adin is sholeit mechule. And what does he come back? What does he say? Mo ekoiv lo kabokel. Mo ezoim lo zoam Hashem. He knew when the time when the Rabbeinu Shem is Zayim, that second in the day when there's pure Midas Hadin, then he wanted to say his Klala. He thought he could force HaKadosh Baruch Hu, even though they're Baruch, to bring around the Klala. Lo Yizayim Hashem, the Rabbeinu Shem wasn't Zayim all those days. Why not? Ki Baruch Hu. Why? Ki Meroish Suri Merenu. Umigvar Sashurenu. Zogt Rashi, Meroish Surim Ani Mistaka Barosh Bereshisom. Ubitchiras Shosheim. Klalisol Shoirish. Vani Royosom Miusodim Vechazokim. Kitsurim Ugvois Halolu. Klalisol are stark like a rock. Alidei Ovois Vimois. The Shoirish of Klalisol is Ovois Vimois. Always be Mars and Merkava Nishchina. The Shoresh HaSchol of Klal Yisrael is with HaKadosh Baruch Hu. In Am Levad Od Yishkoin Vagoyim Lo Yischosha Lo Yischosha is a different nation. Mimona Afa Yaakov Misma Yisrael Yisrael V'chule. Then Malach thought maybe a different way, we could do it a different way. Comes out the second time, Lo ish keil v'chazeg u'ben adam yisnachim. Rebbeinu Shem's not going to change his mind. Hu oma v'lo yaseh. V'diva v'lo yikimenu. A mensch says, he's not b'kayim. Hine borech lo kachti. Klal yisol ha-boruch. U'beirech v'lo yashivenu. And I can't be meshiv, I can't return, I can't stop that brocha. They are a mitzis of brocha. Lo hibit oven b'yankoim, lo yiro omol b'Yisrael. Zogt Rashi levi pshutoi. Lo hibit HaKadosh Baruch Hu oven sheb'yankoim. Kesheim oivrin al dvorov. When they're doing averus, enim adakte kachreim. Lisbonim b'ani yuso. Ba'oven shelohem, b'amolom. Shame over him al dosai. So maybe the kuzah. Lo he bid oven be yakov. Lo ra omol be Yisrael. The Rabbeinu Shem is not medactic. Hashem elokav imai. The Shekhinah is with them. Hashem is mashgiach aleim. Hashem is elokeim. Elokav. Afilu machisin umamrim lefonav eino zaz mitaycham. Usras melech boy. Zogt Rashi loshen chibur v'reius. The chibur of Klal Yisrael. The Rabbeinu Shem is mechabev Klal Yisrael. And that can't be stopped. Keil motziyom mimitzrayim. Idiot. You said, am yotzo mimitzrayim. You know, they came out themselves. No. Ato amarto, am yotzo mitzrayim. Lo yotzo me'atzmoy. Lo kimotziyim. Sav Yisraim loy, with all the kayach of Hashem Yisbarach. You can't change it. Klal Yisrael are the Am Hashem. And that he said over and over and over. And then Balak's all upset. What did I bring you for? You're just mechazik the bracha. Ridiculous. I've got an etzah. Elokeim shel eile, sein izim ha. Ad kedei kach, that afidu this, l'ra omel, l'ra ovin, l'ra omel, av elokeim shel eile, sein izim ha. Send in the girls, be mefati them, then maybe the Shekhinah will take and leave them. Elokeim shel eile, sein izim ha. And kimat he was matzliach. As we saw last week. Meirdik azach. The Rebbeinu Shalom says, Lulei Pinchas. And the Meirdik Maisa the Pinchas did. Pinchas ben Oz ben Aaron HaKohen, Heishives chamosi me'al b'nei Yisrael, bekanes kinosi b'soichem, veloi chilisi es b'nei Yisrael bekinosi. He was kimat matzeach. Veloi chilisi es b'nei Yisrael bekinosi. Lulei Pinchas, we wouldn't have that possible. We wouldn't have any possible. And we saw, what was the big tain on Klal Yisrael? So last week, the people who were choyte, but the other people, chlisis b'nei Yisrael. Why? Because lo michu. When Pinchas did what he did, and took Zimri and Cosby around in that unbelievable way that he did with Nisei Nisim, and they weren't moicher. On Pinchas, you know, Vayechapel b'nei Yisrael. Lebaisa we saw last week, the Loimichu is the tzara we've had all the time. Shaz the Bais Rishon was Loimichu, Gemara and Shabbos. Shaz Bar Kamsa Loimichu, Bais Sheini. But it's in the Shoresh. To Shiva Asa Betamuz was the Egel Azov. And what was the problem with Egel Azov? They were the people who were Oyved. They were killed. They were executed. When there was Eidus, Hasra, they were executed. There was a Magefa, the rest of them. What about the rest of Klal Yisrael? Loimichu. The Shoresh Asheroshim was Loimichu. Kvod Shamayim. Loimichu. We saw that's the whole Yisod of the Bria. Moshe created the world. Loimichu. You don't care about Kvod Shamayim. Klal Yisrael. What's your whole Metzius, Klal Yisrael? Amzu Yotzaltili Tzilosi Yisaperu. Am Yisrael were created. The whole tzura of Klal Yisrael is Tilos Yisaperu. Atem Eidai Ne'um Hashem. Klal Yisrael are the Megalim of the Shechina in this world. Is Loimichu. It's a pircha in the whole Yisrael, the Mitzvahs of Klal Yisrael. Ve'i Bazei. So why wasn't he Matzliach? It was a Pinchas. It was B'mikre. B'mikre there was a Pinchas. Lo chilitzi. Was it B'mikre? The Pasuk in Azinu, the Ramban, brought it many times. Hazinu tells the reader of Klal Yisrael and the Anshim, Gefelech Anshim, the Wesafer, Omarti Afehem, Ashbisom Enoch Zichro, Rabbeinu Shalom says, the Matzah of Klal Yisrael. Luleikas Oyev Ogu, Penyanakru Tzoremo, Penyemru, Yodeinu Rama, Veloy Hashem Poal Kolsois. If it wouldn't be that the enemies would be toiling the whole thing on themselves, and they wouldn't realize that their koyach to be misnagged to Klal Yisrael is coming from Hashem. What's that taina? What does it mean? Zok the Ramban. In a yoyim ha'kosu ki hoyo b'midas hadin li yuseinu came begolus le'oilam lulei ka'as oyev. It would be the matzav of Klal Yisrael, they're finished. Mitzad midas hadin is there shouldn't be any hatzol. Thomas Kusovis, ein lola hatzol miyad. I mean, rag bavu shemoy. Kinyin she oma bi cheskel ki batzi eschem in arotzoi sashen ufotzoi sembam. I'll bring kibbutz galyus v'nikdashti bochem le'enei ha'amim. And I will be nikdash. The goyim will see that I am here. It is my world and I am running the world. V'yidatem ki ani Hashem v'asoyisi eschem l'man shmi. Says the Rebbeinu Shalom, even in the worst matzav, l'man shemoy, he's going to be goyless. not like your averus. That's what we say in Shemoneh Esrei. Umevi goel livnei v'nem l'man shemoy. Be'avo. L'man shemoy. But what's this? What was the taina l'man shemoy? And he says, that's what Moshe Rabbeinu was toying. Shas the maraglim. V'omru ha-goyim asher shomeh shimacho leimar. Bilti yecholes Hashem lovim el ha-oretz. There'll be a chilul Hashem if you decide then after Meraglim was also a danger of Leichilisi. V'Hashem yisbar hoide lo yibazeh v'ayoyme Hashem salachti kidvarecha. Avoisai, when we start Slichas, when we start Yom Kippur, we bring this pasuk. V'ayoyme Hashem salachti kidvarecha. Why? Because that's our whole hope. The Eibishter says, your time is put shamayim, slach no l'am hazeh, kegoydel chasecho, kashen nasos l'am hazeh mitzrayim ad heino. You took the klal Yisrael from Mitzrayim, yitzias Mitzrayim, shom ne'ema, v'yem Hashem, salachti kidvarecho. What's the pshat? Batam betaina hazois. Einenu keroitze laharos koicha ben soinov. It's not because the Rebbeinu Shalom wants the goyim to be market. That's not the ball. Yikol achoim kain negdoim ephes v'soyim nechshibulo. The Rebbeinu Shalom's not doing anything lotovas the goyim. The goyim are the goyim. Aval Hashem bora es adam betachtoinim sheyakir es boiroi veyoid el ishmai. The Eibishter created Adam, created a whole Bria. The Adam should be Makir Hashem, Makir the Boirei, and be Moid Elishmoy. V'samar Rishus B'yadoi Lahara Le'eti, when he gave us Bechira. V'kashe Chotu Birzoinam, V'kofru Boi Kulam. When all the Goyim were Koifer, V'nisha Raka Omaz Elishmoy. What's left? Klal Yisrael. Upirsem bahem ba'oisus of a moifsim ki hu elokei hu elokim v'adoinei hu adoinim. We're talking about now b'shas yitzias Mitzrayim. What then was the massive in the world b'shas yitzias Mitzrayim? The whole world was koifer. Everybody were all into avodah zarah. In Eretz Yisrael, the Kananim were all into avodah zarah. Mitzrayim was super into avodah zarah. That's the whole world. Was there anybody amongst the goyim who was makir Hashem? But the tachlis of the bris sheyakir is boira v'yoyd elishmai. Who's left? It's Klal Yisrael. So the Rebbeinu Shem was mefasem this yisoid through Klal Yisrael, through the oisus of a moisim ki hu elokei elohim v'adoinei v'adoinim v'noida v'zel kol ha'amim. Kasher says there are some merits of Mitzrayim. The gilui of Hashem Yisbarach in the Bria. V'hinei, im Yoshuv yi'abed zichro. If, chas v'sholem, there be no more Klal Yisrael, yishkechu ha'amim es oisoisov, ves maisov, v'lo yisupa oid bohem. They'd all forget. Metzias, all the nisim. It's interesting, zach, the kuzari. When the Melech is looking for the Emes, so he says, the Emes can't be with Klal Yisrael, they're downtrodden and persecuted, they can't have the Emes. that he tries. The philosophers, he slogs them up. So he says, there has to be some of these religions. So he calls a Muslim, and he tells him the whole thing that Hashem gave the Torah on Sinai, and then he brought the Ikar Novi, and he gave the Quran, and the Skavaldig, and et cetera, et cetera. And the Quran is Em Islamitai. So he said, how do I know the Quran is Em Islamitai? Torah, you say, was given on Har Sinai, but how do I know the Quran is Em Islamitai? He said, if you read it, then you realize it's Em Islamitai. It's self-evident. So he said, well, I didn't see that. He said, well, you have to read it in Arabic. He says, well, I don't understand Arabic. He says, that's a Shvacha Taina. No, so he calls the Christians. And the Christians say the same thing. There was the Ten Commandments, there was Maimed Har Sinai, there was Yetzias Mitzrayim, and then along came Yoshki and all this Narish guy. And Yoshki is God and man. The man says, it doesn't make any sense. It's ridiculous. So he said, what comes in there? Both of these major religions start off with Yetzias Mitzrayim and Maimed Har Sinai. And then, what am I slogging up? The Tosefos. Of Maimed Har Sinai, they're all minded to. So I'll have to see what the Jews say. And then, I and the rest of the Sefer. Doctor, if there wouldn't be Klal Yisrael, then it wouldn't start with Maimed Har Sinai. They wouldn't start with Yetzias Mitzrayim. The only reason why all these God-based religions start that there's a Ribbono Shel Olam is because of Yetzias Mitzrayim. And if Chas V'Shalom Ye'oved Zichram Yishkechu Ha'amim Esoysoys of Esmais of Ele Yisur Pe'oid Bohem, they will never remember there were any Nisim. Vim Adam Yaski Kein Yachshu Ki Ha'yakach Mikoich Ha'samazoles V'akoichovim V'cholach V'ovar, and somebody would discover some old papyrus which might say that there was an old ancient Jewish nation who were in Mitzrayim and they came out of Mitzrayim with these funny things that happened. Freaks of Teva. People have written these type of things today. Explain how all the Makkas came with their HaTeva. Under Narishkeit. But that's what they would have said. Then the whole kavana of the bria would be bottled, because there'd be nobody being moide l'Hashem. Nobody would know there's a boire. Shall you shy behind yodea as boiram? Machis lefonav won't be left in the bria. Nobody would know there's a boire. Al kain. Now listen carefully and be medayik what he says. Al kein roi midim harotzen shaya bibrias ha'olam. Because the Rebbeinu Shalom wanted brias ha'olam, she'erotzen milafonav lahokim lo la'am kol ayomim. The Rebbeinu Shalom created a bria. Bereishis b'shvil Yisrael. Bereishis b'shvil HaTorah. And that's the Bria that Rabbeinu Shalom created, and even though he gave Bechira, that Bria has to be Kayam. The Rabbeinu Shalom made the Bria and it's going to be Kayam. Yiyeh Mashi Yiyeh. Yiyeh Rotsam in the front of Elohim lo la'am kol ha'yomim. Yiyeh Makrovim Elov v'yodim yodim oysa mikol ha'amim. Is Bilam, you will not be Matzliach Ki Baruch Hu. Like Elokim Shalelus Onizima and Veloy Micho Vechule Kimat Veloy Chilis Yes Bnei Yisrael. The Rebbeinu Shalom knows there's a Pinchas. I'll say, no, Pinchas had Bechira Vechule. And Ohanami, that's the old Shaila, Yudia, Bechira. But the Rebbeinu Shalom's rotzen is there's a bria. And in order to be, there has to be a bria, there has to be a Klal Yisrael. Klal Yisrael are the megalim of Shechina here. That's the metzias of Klal Yisrael. And this whole Maisa, to a certain degree, took away the Gilui of Hashem Yisbarach in Klal Yisrael in quite an interesting way, because 24,000 people died in a Magefa. And that Lechayr, we should look at their Hateva. Oh, but that was the Oynish. But is Sruas Melech Boy, the Chibo of Klal Yisrael, the Chibo of Hashem Yisrael with Klal Yisrael. Where is the Gilui? Lohibit Oven Be'yakoy. Where do we see Ad Kedei Kach, Klal Yisrael will always survive? Pinchas, Veloi Chilisi, Einach Hanami. But then the Rebbeinu Shalom wanted to be Megaleh. Nekoim es nikmas b'nei Yisrael. Klal Yisrael are the Megalim of Ashkochas Hashem Bo'elo. That's the Metzias of Klal Yisrael. And Moshe Rabbeinu, when he said, Noseis nikmas Hashem b'midyon, Oimei k'neged Yisrael, kilu oimei k'neged HaKadosh Baruch Hu, the Moshe Rabbeinu wasn't changing the pshat. Moshe Rabbeinu was saying, Nekom nikmas b'nei Yisrael. What is the nekoma of b'nei Yisrael? To show that Hashem is still with Klal Yisrael. Nikmas Hashem. Because that's the mitzvah of Klal Yisrael. Klal Yisrael and the Megalim Kvayit Hashem in the Bria. Suras Melech Boy. And the Rebbeinu Shalom says, now you have to redress the balance and show that Bilam was not Matzliach Ki Hu Zeh. Yes, temporarily, there was the Oynish, 24,000. We saw last week, Levi Rashi, 200,000. 24,000 the Magefa, 176,000. Chayav Misa, Vechule, did happen, it didn't happen in the Ramban. It's the Am Hashem. Sruas Melech Boy. That's what Klal Yisrael is. And even if we get to the worst matzav, which is what the Ramban is explaining, in Hazinu, Amarti Af Ehem. Klal Yisrael could get to the worst matzav, the Rebbeinu Shalom, at the end of the day, it's not going to happen. Because I created my Bria for Klal Yisrael, and that's what has to be, and the Rebbeinu Shalom shows that he's stronger than any Bechira, than any Midas Adin. That is his Bria, the Heilige Klal Yisrael. And now he wanted the Klal Yisrael should be Megale, that we are the Am Hashem, the Suras HaMelech Boy. So he told Moshe Rabbeinu, Nekoim es nikmas b'nei Yisrael. It's the nikmas b'nei Yisrael. It's what Klal Yisrael is all about. Nekoim is to show the Ashkochas Hashem in the Bria. That's what Klal Yisrael is. Meir Dika Nisim. What did he do? First of all, the Moshe Rabbeinu says, anoshim latzova. Rashi says, anoshim is tzaddikim. they have to come themselves. Heicholtzu, they have to come themselves. Pregnei Arachayim. Why didn't he do like when he did that Malik? He told Yeshua, was the general, go and pick anoshim. And Yeshua went, was mavchin, who were the tzaddikim, and he took the tzaddikim. Why did it have to come from themselves? Why didn't he tell Pinchas? You go and pick an army of tzaddikim. You can ask another question. Why didn't Moshe Rabbeinu do it himself? Hare, the Rebbeinu Shalom told Moshe to do it. And he sent Pinchas. So the Arachayim HaKadosh. This milchama was a very different milchama than we think. It was a milchama legamrei lemala min hateva. These tzaddikim have to be such tzaddikim that afilu b'machshove they weren't nichshol. I there was a loy michu, zogdarachaim akodesh. It's interesting. After the ma'isu with Pinchas, the Rabbeinu Shlomo tells Klal Yisrael, tzaroris amidyonim, v'kisem oisam. Give them tzaras. Do bad things to them. Cut down their trees. Do all sorts of things. Trees? You're not supposed to cut down trees? No, tzaroris amidyonim. Give them all sorts of tzaras. And this is before we get our tzivuy of Nekoim Nikmas Bnei Yisrael. So the Rechaim HaKadosh, the Rabbeinu Shalom wanted all of Klal Yisrael to work on themselves, to get build up a sinner for Midian, even though they weren't Michu. They have to do, the whole of Klal Yisrael have to build up a disgust for Miriam, Midian. Tzara is a Midianim. That was the whole of Klal Yisrael. And now we're going to have the ultimate nekama. We need tzaddikim who know themselves. Only they can know. Nobody can know that. They have to come through for themselves. They weren't even nichshalim machshava when these benos midian came. Hecholtzu meitchem anoshim. That come themselves. And how many we're going to have? Elif lamata, elif lamata. The whole matter is Yisrael, Tishchu Latzava, 12,000 tzaddikim. How many midyanim are there? If you make a cheshbon, it's barely 1.5 million people. There were 32,000 little girls under 3. Now let's say the average person lives, just to make a round off cheshbon, a person lives till 70 on average. So there was a bear of 23 times the number of people as these little girls. It takes you to a bear of 760,000 women. Double it for men. I mean, we're talking about bear, a nation of 1.5 million people. We're sending 12,000 people. The Bishlama, if they were all Nivdak, that they were black belts of every Japanese Mishigas that there is out there. I don't even know the names, Judo and Kung Fu and Kreislishvos. They were mamas, these superheroes that we can think. No, that's not what we're looking for. We're looking for the biggest tzaddikim in Klal Yisrael. That when they saw these prutzas coming, and doing what they did, they weren't even a hero of a chet. How many have we got? 12,000. Were there more? Mefarshim say there were more. But not that many more. But we didn't want to say, let's have all the tzaddikim. Because if we would say, let's say there would be 15,000, 17,000, would be a busha for everybody else. This way, Moshe Rabbeinu said, Elif lamata, elif lamata. He knew there were at least 1,000 in each of these tzaddikim in each shevet. At least. There are more. They're saying that. So we're not making a kitrug on Klal Yisrael that everybody's left is not the darga. We're sending 12,000 super tzaddikim to go and make a milchama against 1.5 million people. And we know they were not super tzaddikim. And they were probably, the black belts in all these inyonim. And with the emissaries, it doesn't say they're going to make a milchoma. It says, V'yiyu al midyon, lo seis nikmas Hashem b'midyon. Don't say they should be loichei midyon. What did Moshe Rabbeinu tell Yeshua with Amalek? Say v'hilochei b'amalek. Don't say hilochei b'midyon. V'yiyu al midyon. Loseis nikmas Hashem b'midyon. How do you put in a comma? Not linkoim now. Loseis nikmas Hashem. How do you do that? There's this Darachayim and the Kodesh says that if you've got tumah and you've got kedusha. Kedusha is al hatumah. In ruchnius terms, these 12,000 tzaddikim are going to come with the shechina al midyon. On the Maizah, the Rabbeinu Shem is going to take care of everything. Lo seis nikmas Hashem b'midyan. Vayishlach oisom Moshe elef lamate latzova, oisom des Pinchos ben Elozar koin latzova, why Pinchos? So Chazal, the Pinchos, Rashi brings, was shokul keneged kulam, why Pinchos and not Elozar? Omra Kodesh Baruch Hu, Misha Hischil b'mitzvah, Shehara Kozvi Basur Yigmar. What are we talking about over here? We're talking about mitzvahs. There's halacha in mitzvahs. Versus goyim and maskil a mitzvah, armim loy gemar. We're dealing with mitzvahs. We're dealing with mitzvahs, we're dealing with war. We're dealing with the guns. No. We're dealing with mitzvahs over here. Lo seis nikmas Hashem. Did this, somebody started this, this mitzvah? Yeah, Pinchos. Oh, Pinchos has to be goyim. Dog the Medrash in Sheh Ashirim. Shinayich ke'eder ha... Ke'eder ha'ketzuvos. Shinayich ke'eder ha'ketzuvos. Your teeth are like the flock gathered together, sha'olu min arachzo, which had come out of the washing, shekula masimus, shekula einbaim, there's no mumim in them. So the Medrash Shirashim Rabbo is a nidrash on our tzaddikim. These, then kulam tahorim ad kedekach. So the Medrash, Meherdikazach. They went into every house, they killed all the men. They went into every house, burst into the house, and they went always twos, in twos. So there shouldn't be a Yetzirah. These two tzaddikim, one came with a bucket of pitch, of pechom, and a big brush, dips it in, over the face of the women, so they should look disgusting. Then the other one snatched off all their jewelry, trying to be mefata them. Then they arrested them and took them back to the machane. They shouldn't cholila be nichshal. Even afterwards, they brought a korban in case somebody of mashu whoever yetzahara before they actually painted it black. Ayin darachayim hakodesh, what the havamina was, why they kept the women alive, meritik zachen. Well, we don't have time to go into that. And what Moshe Rabbeinu's taina was, gewaltig diuk in the psukim. That's how this milchama went. They killed all of them. V'lo nifkad mimenu ish, and not one yid was harmed. So in Chazal, nifkad mimenu ish, the Ramban says, in a milchemes mitzvah, no yid is killed. People taina nowadays, there's milchemes mitzvah, no? The Chayra, what do you do with the Ramban? The Ramban about Yishuv Haaretz, Ken, Yishuv Haaretz, the Ramban. What about the Ramban about milchemet mitzvah? No, the Ramban is about milchemes mitzvah, Rabbi said. It's a bit Andrush. I'll call upon him. So what's Chazal say? Lo nifkad mimenu ish. Pashleta, nobody was killed. Just a kulay. Mitzvah. No nifka v'menu ish, the Yetzahara. The milchama agdoilo, milchemes ha-yetzah, lo nifka v'menu ish. V'im kol zeh, chashash, rochek, ad ma'oid, epes ha-yetzahara, he wanted to bring a call. Nikmas Yisrael is the gilui or klal Yisrael is the quote from Rabbi Yisai, in these days, Ein HaMetzorim, we find it hard to think about the Beis HaMikdosh. We miss out for the Beis HaMikdosh. We never had a Beis HaMikdosh. We never brought a carbon. We don't know what we're missing. It's very hard when you start thinking about, there was a Korban HaTomid every morning and a Korban HaTomid every afternoon. No, we have Shacharis, we have Mincha. But I'm in a good Shacharis. Have Kirvas Hashem. Have Akorav Hashem. I'm in a good Mincha. We feel a Shtikul Kirvas Hashem. Manav Kamina could be many miles away from the Beis HaMikdash. We're in the Beis HaMikdash. There's some kohen shechts a lamb and takes his blood and throws it on the Mizbeach. That's better than davening a good Shacharis? Actually, it is. I mean, that's what the Torah sets us up. Machlokes whether we have to daven Shacharis. The Raisa, the Rabbanon, Bechule, overcome the Talmud we have to have. Good. Well, now we're misabel, we don't have a Korban HaTomid. We're misabel, we don't have a lila regel. We also get squashed like anything in the Azara. And the Hanami, if you think about the Mishtachim Revochim, I would like to see that. I would like to experience that. Lirois Velerois, you have a Re'ir of Shechina. Aye, we don't have that. Even Kozeh, it's hard to be Misabel. However, if we realize what Klal Yisrael is, the Klal Yisrael is the Megalev Kvod Shamayim. And we think what our Masav is today, how can we not cry? If we think about it, how can we not cry? They say there's barely 15 million Jews in the world. How many of those people know there's a Torah? How many of those people know there's a Boire? How many of those people know there's Tariag Mitzvahs? How many of those people know that you're a Yid and you have to be Megalek for Shamayim? Rav Rubam, how are they living? Mamash like the Goyim. Lehepech Agomu. Lol Tachlis of Klal Yisrael. And we come to Atzeinu Akdoisha, which the Rabbeinu Shalom has given us back after Kimat 2,000 years, Benisei Nisim. Omanisim Nistarim. Now how did we get Eretz Yisrael back? What do you mean? The Palmach, or the original Tzionim, all their chokhmes, all the various things that they did. Then we built a Medina. We have an army. And our army is the strongest army in the world. So it's a machlokes, Trump and Bibi. No, to say that. And that's Klal Yisrael. And the Elch Yidden, who know what Klal Yisrael is, and trying to be Mamshich, the Messiah of Klal Yisrael, the Am HaTorah, is Pasha what the Gemara says at the end of Soito, Yorechet Yimasu. Pasha, 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 no Biurim, Pasha Taich. The word Charedi, in the widest tibur here, is mius. What's charedi? Chared lidvar Hashem is mius. Yesterday, a guy with a kippah, not such a big kippah, or a little kippah, stands up in the Knesset. Tzorachian is part of the biggest anti-party that there is there. And he said, Ani ech I efsha lo lisno charedim. So then the Knesset, how's it not shaykh to be soine charedim? And a couple of the charedish things were moiche. No. The mecha wasn't a good mecha, be'etzim. Because they said, Asul is no Yehudim. It's not exactly true. A Yehudi like him is mutter listening. Misanecha Hashem Esna. Of Alkoponim. Welcome into the Narishkeit that goes on over there. But how do we not cry? Where's the Kvod Shamayim? When in the world, the first Ir HaYehudi, that's what they call it, Tel Aviv, is the biggest center for Mishkav Zacher. Toyav Has Hashem! How do we not cry? How do we not cry for such a Chilul Hashem? When the Einei Ho'amim, I mentioned to you before, a few years ago, I was on a plane, not on El Al, and I was sitting on the plane, and they had all the different places this company flies to. So they saw quick pictures over the, they show the Eiffel Tower, they fly to Paris, they show the Colosseum, they fly to Rome, and each different things. So that was Manhattan, I don't remember exactly what it was about New York. And what do they show Tel Aviv? The Meerschaft, their flag. That's Tel Aviv. That's what the Goy says is Tel Aviv. How do we not cry? How do we not have any historians to be misable in these weeks? We have a tefillah, which we say twice a week. And people have no cheshik for it. The Welt says that a fryer yid doesn't know what simcha is. Because the simcha, when the chazan gives a clap on a Monday and Thursday and there's no vuhu rachum, here's no hasoga what simcha is. Vuhu rachum, if we would be misbinding on what it's all about. It's all about what we've been talking about. It's all about kosher for Kvod Shamayim. Vuhu Rachum is be'etzem made up of three tefillahs. We've talked about it before. The Machlokes were showing you exactly what Maisa prompted these three tefillahs. Maybe the easier Mahalach is the Chachmei Ashkenaz bring that B'shas the Churban, Titus put three groups of Yidden on boats without rudders, took them out to sea and hoped they'd be destroyed. And these three boats ended up in Africa, and the Yidden got off the boat and they asked the Melech for asylum. They should be able to live there. The Melech asked, "Who are you?" They said, "We're Bnei Avraham Yitzchak Yaakov. We're Yidden from Eretz Yisrael. We're Bnei Avraham Yitzchak Yaakov." He said, "You're Bnei Avraham. I don't believe you." In those days, they didn't have a Tudat Zehut, Viceroy, an Israeli passport, whatever, to prove that they're a thing. He says, "I don't believe you. If you're Bnei Avraham, then I'm going to test you. I'm going to make a big fire, and just like Avraham came out of the Kibshon Ha'esh, if you're Bnei Avraham, show me that you have that koyach." They house them. Give us a few days. He put them in jail for 3 days. And there were three Talmidei Chachomim on the different boats. And each one wrote one of the parts of Vuhu Rachum. Vuhu Rachum is bet some three different tefillahs. And then on the third day, they asked, has anybody had a dream? And one fella had a dream, which merames to a posuk, the filu you'll go into Eish, lo tikove, a posuk in Yeshaya. And he said, you see, min ha-shomayim, you're going to be saved. V'kachoya, the melech threw him into the Eish, and the Eish split into three, l'choya k'neged Hanani, Mishol, v'Azaria, l'choya, and he came out alive. And the melech was very pleased, and so let them live there for make a use site. We can live there in Africa. Lichoyer was North Africa, not South Africa, but the Kleisishta. Al Koponim, Al Kolponim, because of this Nes, they sent around these three tefillahs to the rest of Klal Yisrael. Who married them, they should daven these tefillahs. So the first thing, it helps if you know that there are three tefillahs here. The first tefillah has three paragraphs. I call it Nusach Ashkenaz. It's interesting. The only place where that I know that Nusach Sfad is shorter than Nusach Ashkenaz is in Tachnun. But I'll call upon him, the first thing in Nusach Ashkenaz is three paragraphs. Each paragraph ends with Keil Melech Chanum Verachum Ota, and the next one starts on Melech Chanum Verachum. The second tefillah has two paragraphs, finishes Gikel Melech Chanum Verachum Ota, and the third one starts Ein Kamoicha Chanum Verachum Hashem Elokeinu. La'aniyus Daiti, the first tefillah is all about Kvod Shamayim. If you look through, we don't have time, I was hoping to go through it with you, and I won't keep you so long. The first tefillah has 10 times Leman Hashem Hoshienu Leman Shmecha or Leman Aleph Dalet or Leman Cha, 10 times. The whole Yisod of the first Bakosha is asking the Rebbein Shem should be Merachim on us Hoshienu Hashem Elokeinu V'kavetzenu Min HaGoyim Lehoidos L'Shem Kodshecha Lishtabeach Misil Osecha. We are your we want a Geula that we should be able to leman shemoi to be mefarsim Hashem in the bria. The second one, ona melech hanu v'rachum, zechor v'abeid libris bein ha'besorim, v'seiro elefonecha akedas yochid leman Yisrael. The second one is all about kvodom shel Yisrael. It's be'ika about klal Yisrael, and the klal Yisrael are the am Hashem. But the ika dogish is to save Klal Yisrael, because Klal Yisrael is the Am Hashem. Uscholon is Brisavaseinu, Vahoshienu Leman Shemech, or Avid Saraseinu, Shmar Kol Tvilaseinu, Kiatoshamea, Tvilas Kol Peh. Kel Rachum, Vechanun, Rachem, Oleinu, Valkol, Masilva, Ki Ein Komoich Hashem, Elekeinu, Yomashgeach Oleinu, Ona Sona Pshainu. Ovinu Malkeinu, Tzur Reinu Vegoaleinu, Keil Chai Vekayim, Achasim Vakoyach, you are stark, you are powerful with your power, Chosi Vetoi Valkol Masecha, Kato Hu Hashem Elokeinu, Yom Mashgiach Oleinu, Aseim Onu Kerov Rachamecha, Vashenu Leman Shmecha, Shema Malkeinu Tviraseinu, Miyad Oivenu Hatzileinu, Mikol Tzor Veyogun Hatzileinu, Ovinu Malkeinu Oto, V'shimcha aleinu nikra. We are your am. B'merachim alas. Al tanichein al tazveinu. And the third tefillah is that these are two sides of the same coin. The third tefillah is about tshuva. We ask Hashem Yisbarach to be chosef from the gzeira ra, which has from our golus. Hoshienu barachamecho rabim merash u'meroiges hatzileinu. From fear, from internal fear and external fear. Don't look at our averas. Change your mind about the ra. Kato Shoy me Israel, Lecho Hashem at Stoka, Ulon Epoishes upon him. Manoi Soinin, Manoi Ma, Manadabe, Manistado, what can we say? We got anything we can defend ourselves? There's only one thing. Nach Vesadrochenim and Nach Kurim and Oshuva Elecho. We'll do Tshuva, make a Cheshon and Nefesh. Kimincha Pshuto, Lekabel Shovim, Ona Hashem Eshiono, Ona Hashem Atzlichono, Ona Hashem Aneinu V'yem Koreinu, Lecho Hashem Chikinu, in the past we hoped for you, we waited for you, Lecho Hashem Kivinu, in the past we hoped for you, Lecho Hashem Niachel, and we're still looking to you, in the future we're only looking to you, Al Techesho Saneinu, Kino Amagoyim Avtar Sigvosom, but it's not true. La'osid called Berech v'chol toimel lechol avat tishdachave. Apo sergi opis shuvah lekabel poishim v'chatoim. Nivalo nafshenu meiroi vitzveinu. You are mekabel tshuva. Al tishkochenu netzach. And we say, Tzcholon is brisa v'seinu v'eidoseinu v'chol yoyim Hashem echad. Our eidos that we say, Krishma l'chol apochus, that we can ask. We say every day, Hashem echad. Habita v'onyenu. Girabu machaveinu. We're not shvera matzev. That we have so many pains with tzoris l'maveinu. Chus Hashem aleinu beret shivyeinu. Bimarachim on us. Baltishvach harincha aleinu. Ki anachnu amcha b'nei b'risecho. Keil. Miloshen chesed. Habito dalk v'deinu bagoyim. Look at our covet. The covet of Klal Yisrael, the covet of the Am Hashem, the Loim De Torah. Habito down kvodeinu bagoyim. In the wider world, look at the anti-Semitism there is, the Sinas Yisrael that there is. Veshiktsunu ketun mas anido. And then we're pushed off. Ani sonei charedim. Shiktsunu ketun mas anido. And then we say, Rebbeinu Shalom, Ad Mosai Uscho Bashmi. Who are we? What's our koyach? Our koyach is Ois Hashem. How long is Uscho going to be captured? V'sifaltecho b'yad tzar and your tiferes, your gilui of the beauty of Shem Yisrach is amongst them captured by the goyim. Oirog v'roscho v'kinoscho leivecho. Hei nevoshu v'yechatu migvurosom. B'mis oire. With your kina, with and your gvura against them, and our suffering shouldn't be belittled by you. And if it's not for ours, then do it for yourself, for your covet. And don't destroy the she'er of Klal Yisrael. The Loim De Torah, the Sheiris. The 15 million also the Sheiris. The Sheiris from the Holocaust. Ribbono Shel Olam, wake them up. Then be Chozer B'Tshuva. V'choin oim amiyachadim shimcha pamayim v'chol yom tomid be'ava v'oimrim shma Yisrael Hashem elokeinu Hashem echad. Ribbono Shel Olam, we may not have any other schuyas, but we come to you. We say, Shema Yisrael, Hashem Elokeinu, Hashem Echad. We're still made this Eidus. Kvod Shamayim. With to be Nisoyer. And Davin Urachum, with a bit more Kavona. And enjoy the Bakosha. Kirvas Hashem. We want Kvod Shamayim. Ubifrat, nimei ben amtzorim.